What's going on, world? This is Brother Malcolm.
There goes your intro.
And welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. It's so good to be with you another week. I hope you are well. Hope your family is well. Hope all that you associate with are well. I am so excited because, well, I'm always excited. I don't think I've ever gotten on here and be like, I am so depressed. I am excited. Because a few days ago, I got to experience, many of us, the world got to experience an amazing accomplishment in the life of a young woman. And so I'm here today, all day, every day on this podcast to only talk about the one, the only, Lupita Nyong'o. Lupita Nyong'o. Man, Lupita. I'm not even going to do call letters right now. I just want to talk about Lupita, Lupita, Lupita. First of all, shout out to Lupita, who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in a role for playing Patsy in 12 Years a Slave. Let me throw some stats at you. First of all, it was her debut film role, and she won the Academy Award for it. Bam. Let me just drop that on you. Debut. How many of you have in your debut role of anything won the highest award of achievement for that particular role? Don't know too many people who did that. Secondly, I want to talk about the fact that she is a graduate of the one, the only Yale School of Drama. Shout out to my alma mater. And third, I just want to shout out how she has brought beauty and grace and taken it to another level. And so today we got another woman who takes beauty and grace to another level. My head negress in charge of this here charge.
As I'm trying to clean almond and apple out.
See,
my
you have to tell everybody all that. Now you got all kinds of descriptions and.
Sorry, man. Y'all. I was snacking before the podcast.
Oh, Lord. It's Casey, y'all. Did I give a look? I was like, it's Casey, y'all. All that smacking of the almonds. You know we get in trouble from our listeners when we smack.
I know. I tried to finish before we recorded.
What's up, y'all? What's going on? How you doing?
Good.
Were you as excited as I was?
Oh, yeah.
I literally screamed. Yeah, and the people I was watching it with were like, calm it down. I was like, no, that's Yale School Drama. This Lupita. And she is killing it. Like, she's been killing it. Can I just give you a few facts about Lupita?
Sure.
Just first of all, that excited me. First of all, many people may not know that she is Mexican and Kenyan. That's right. Yeah. Born in Mexico.
Yeah, my Mexican students are trying to claim her right now.
Oh, no. And I would, too. You know how we do. You know, black people, we claim you if you are 16th. So
little debate in class. She was like, born. Mexican.
She identifies as Mexican Kenyan. And she is also named after the Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yeah. That's her name, Lupita. It explains why her name is Lupita.
Well, you know, Lupita.
That did throw me. I'm like, Lupita.
Did it really? Because I was like, oh, that feels a little Kenyan. That feels like I could get, you know, Nyong'o, you know, Lupita. I don't know. I was
all
feeling it.
All my years in the California education system, Lupita is undoubtedly a Mexican Mexicana. Name. And I'm like, Lupita.
No, she is. She's amazing. Her father is a Kenyan politician. And what I really loved about watching her whole ascent is just truly, she's been, you can tell she's such a genuinely just beautiful, humble human being. Mm-hmm. And today I got a chance to just go online and see some things. Particularly, there was the Essence Women film
and
speech
that she gave
about being black and how she's, you know, when she was growing up. Well, no, she said she received a letter from this young girl who basically said that she saved her life because the girl was about to go buy some skin lightener.
Some of that white nicious.
And bleach her skin to get lighter. And she saw Lupita and she said she saved her life. And Lupita talked about how seeing women of color, particularly darker skinned women of color and Color Purple, changed her life. And how, and she said, was it Malek?
She mentioned Alec Wick.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm, the model.
Who is stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned how when she saw her, she felt the same way. And when you look at Lupita, you just think to yourself, wow, the fact that, like, the fact that we live in a world that thinks that dark skin is not beautiful, it's just so backwards. It's so crazy because you're like, this skin, first of all, usually, can we keep it real? Most dark-skinned black people do not have acne problems.
And they don't age.
And they don't age, and they got pretty teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so first of all, why is there a problem?
Yeah.
Second of all, the girl is just stunningly, the woman, excuse me, Lupita, she's stunningly beautiful. And, you know, I'm not wanting to get caught up in fashion, but I was like really excited to see what she was going to wear because she looks so beautiful every time she step on a red carpet.
Yeah.
She is. You know what I mean? She's just killing the game when it comes to like fashion. I mean, there was a picture of her, at a runway show with Anna Wintour and, Jessica Biel. Mm-hmm. And she was in the middle mm-hmm. of both of them. And you know, she fits right in. And I'm thinking to myself, wow. It's interesting because she obviously has a style, a team, and you know, if you're on Instagram, I think they her team is all constantly shouting her out, and they've done a really wonderful job with her. I mean, all of them will be getting work forever.
Yeah, because the styling that they're doing is,
it's perfection.
It's beautiful. And I wanted to go back to the point that you made first about, you know, what is our issue with dark skin? Some of our listeners are not going to like that I'm saying this, and if you are offended by it, I do apologize. But within the black community, I think we need to admit there is in some ways a light skin agenda that is pushed. We already know that lighter complexioned people are favored in our community, not only by society, but by members of our community mm-hmm. and uplifted as being closer to the American standard of beauty, mm-hmm. whether they actually are beautiful or not. And I think this is one of those times where those particular people, especially the ones who I think know they're getting away with getting called beautiful, even though they're not based off of complexion, are feeling uncomfortable because this woman is truly beautiful in her complexion. And, you know, it's not necessarily a smack in the face, but mm-hmm. you can't deny her in this regard. And I just think people who are insecure are now uncomfortable in the light of her beauty.
Yeah.
Because you can't hold a candle to her if you yourself are not beautiful inside and out. I mean, she's gorgeous.
I mean, that's the other thing. Because she's beautiful on the inside out, I mean, it's just, there's just no denying her, right?
Yeah.
So when she, you know, they basically, then I was reading Esquire or GQ basically said that she is the darling of the industry right now. Everyone loves her. How can you not love her?
Right.
And they show her, there's this picture that's floating around the internet of her, like, with her dress.
Yes, like a butterfly.
Like, she's, and they're basically calling, like, it's like a total Cinderella moment.
Yeah.
And she's just stepping out. And then just her ease and her, she's so chill. Like, you know.
Graceful.
And what's interesting when I think about, like, a lot of my friends who've come out of the Yale School of Drama and the actors that I know, they are, like, they're good people. They're phenomenal artists. But at their core, when you like hang out with them, you know, I know several artists and, you know, what you would call celebrities who work in the industry who I went to school with. And they're just the most cool, down to earth people because that environment, first of all, you can't have an ego there. You're going to get shut down because everybody's there trying to work their butt off.
Right.
But, you know, she thanked the Wilsons. And a lot of people don't know the Wilsons are her class from Yale School of Drama.
Okay.
And so if you look up Lupita's The Wilsons, or actually it's funny because on the Yale School of Drama's Facebook page, they're like, here's a piece of trivia. If you didn't know who the Wilsons are, here they are. And it's their class photo from their third year at Yale School of Drama.
Okay.
And you just think to yourself, wow, that she's basically accomplished what everybody, you know, particularly as an actor, you're like, that's the dream, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm going to get a great film. I'm going to get a great part. I'm going to win the Academy Award, blah, blah, blah. What's next? And for me, it would be a travesty if she was not immediately put in all kinds of roles, films. I mean, she's obviously a a phenomenal actor.
She's a brilliant actor, but we do know the Oscar can be the gift of the curse. So
it can be, but I will say she's no Jennifer Hudson, right? So no. She's going to have that issue, and we know she's not no Sida Bae.
No.
And I don't want to go there no, on this podcast. Not.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Sida Bae.
That's a
I'm going to need you to get a...
Let's not. Just keep it positive.
Praise
keep it positive.
Him. Praise him from the rising of the sun. Sida Bae. I'm going to call you. Anyway, so, you know, and Lupita, what I love also was I felt like the industry was behind her.
She was highly supported. I think she was favored. And the thing is, when they got to the part where they were getting ready to announce it, I definitely held my breath.
Yes.
Because I expect the Academy to disappoint me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to go into this with any expectations, but I really would love for this to be her night. And the fact that it was just made it all the sweeter. And the fact that 12 Years won for best film and for best adapted screenplay, I thought that was awesome. That was, wonderful.
It was really, really amazing. Can I just go down her awards and nominations in her first feature film? African-American Film Critics Association, best breakout performance, she won. Alliance of Women Film Journalists, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, she won. Austin Film Critics Association, Best Actress in a Supporting Role, she won. BAFTA Awards, I believe that's the British American Film Television Awards. I forget what BAFTA, what does BAFTA stand for? British Academy Film Awards.
Mm-hmm.
She was nominated for Best Supporting, but she did not win. Boston.
I want to know who won.
I believe Jennifer Lawrence won.
Okay.
Boston Online. Usually on the big ones, it was between her and Jennifer Lawrence. Boston.
I don't
Online
even see film, how, but whatever.
Yeah, we're not using Lupita's podcast to talk about that. Heffa. No, we're not, because I do not like that movie. Doing on all that.
It really.
Anyway,
wasn't.
Boston Online Film Critics Association Best Supporting Role winner. Boston Society of Film Critics, Best Actress Supporting Role, nominated. Broadcast Film Critics Association, Best Actress in Supporting Role, winner. Central Ohio Film Critics Association, winner, nominated. Chicago Film Critics Association, winner. Critics' Choice Movie Awards, winner. Dallas-Fort Worth Film Critics Association, winner. Florida Film Critics, winner. Georgia Film Critics, winner. Golden Globes, nominated. Hamptons International Film Festival, Breakthrough Performer, winner. Hollywood Film Festival, New Hollywood Award, winner. Houston Film Critics Society, winner. Iowa Film Critics, winner. Kansas City Film Critics, winner. Las Vegas Film Critics, winner. Los Angeles Film Critics Association, winner. National Society of Film Critics Awards, New York Film Critics Circle, both nominated. Online Film Critics Society, Palm Springs International Film Festival, winner. Phoenix Film Critics Society, winner. Screen Actors Guild, winner. Screen Actors Guild cast, nominated. St. Louis Gateway Film Critics Association, winner. Toronto Film Critics Association, nominated. Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association, winner. And last but certainly not least, Academy Award winner, Lupita Nyong'o.
It's no way.
It's insane.
She was so, I mean, she and Chiwetel were the main people in that film, and they carried that story. And you felt, she was Patsy.
Michael Fassbender was good, though.
No, Michael Fassbender was the shit.
Okay, I just want to be careful. Michael, like, there were some good roles. Yeah. People played their roles in this play.
And you know what?
Movie.
The thing that made it interesting to me, the fact that Django was nominated for an Academy, to put Django up against 12 Years, it would have been laughable.
It would have been.
For Tarantino to win anything for that film when you compare it to just the meat that this one brings. Like, and it also makes sense as to why Leonardo couldn't have won for Best Slave Master in Django, because Michael Fassbender would definitely win for Best Slave Master. I just think it would be so controversial. I think at least the Academy probably believes it would be controversial to give an award to anybody for playing the best slave master, even though he did his thing. Definitely did his thing.
It's crazy. And when I think about, I'm thinking about, you know, the history that she made. First of all, the first black woman to win this award, obviously we all know, 1939, Hattie McDaniel, Gone with the Wind, playing Mammy.
Right.
And then I don't think it's until, it was Whoopi next? Let me see. I'm trying to go through here very quickly. Is it gonna be Whoopi? Because that is crazy.
It's many years.
And not until So here we go. We come into the 80s and nothing. And then we come into the 90s and Whoopi Goldberg wins for Ghost Oda Mae Brown in the 90s. And we don't have another one until, I believe the next one was Jennifer Hudson for Effie White and Dreamgirls. And now, and then Monique in 09 for Precious.
Hmm.
Octavia Spencer in 2011 for The Help. And then now Lupita Nyong'o.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about this, because some might be like, oh, look, Mammy was the first, and she played Mammy here, and here's Lupita in 2014 playing a slave. I don't take issue with that. And I say that because America is behind on a lot of stuff, right? So the fact that we've been waiting for a long time for a solid movie that tells the story of slavery, that gives it justice, that gives it the beauty, the disgustingness,
the depth, the
horror. And you know horror can be found in silence.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, in that scene where Solomon is hanging and you hear is the nature and then people going about their
business.
It was absolutely terrifying to me, because I'm thinking to myself, here are people who lived, their life was about seeing their friends, their family, people that look like them, murdered on a daily basis as if they were slaughter.
Yeah.
And they were not to have emote. They were not to take offense. They were not to pay attention. And the way that Steve McQueen filmed that particular frame, it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was great. You see kids playing
the
background.
The contrast
people
was
going about
stunning.
Their business. Somebody running to give them some water real quick, trying not to get caught.
And then
away.
keep it pushing.
Yeah.
And then he stays there all day on his tippy toes, because if he even gave up for a second, he would be hanged.
Yeah.
He would be dead.
Yeah.
And so I was happy that even Steve McQueen made history as the first black director to win for Best Picture. I don't want to talk necessarily make this about other things, but I know you noticed that little shade that was going on between
him and John Ridley.
I said, oh,
I did. I wasn't really aware of it right at the bat.
It was very clear to me, because it was just, the energy was like, you know, when you win in your category for a film, particularly in a film that's been lauded the way this one is, you know, the first of all, he's the first black one.
Yeah.
First black person to win the award. Like, surely the director, who is another black person, would be like, congratulations, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he gave this weird clap and they didn't even have interaction, and the brother didn't even thank him.
No.
That was very clear that there was a rift. And I'm like, what is going on behind the scenes?
It was on some writing credit situation. That's what I read. Apparently, John Ridley was the one that came up with the screenplay, sent it to McQueen. McQueen loved it, took it immediately, had some suggestions for some small changes, and then asked for some writing credit, which apparently is not something that's unusual in that kind of situation, but Ridley turned him down and was like, no, thank you. And it pissed McQueen off.
Mm.
And so they've been at odds ever since. Yeah. I had to read about that, 'cause I was like, they had beef. I think I was just so excited by everything.
And it's unfortunate. It's really, really unfortunate, but you know, hey,
because they made something beautiful.
They made something really beautiful, and things go down. I hope that they both, well, I know they'll both work. I mean, I thought Steve McQueen's direction, it was one of the first things I noticed about the film, was just how beautifully
shot
the whole thing was, and the silence. Like, people don't realize silence is truly golden.
Yeah.
When you are, as a filmmaker, are able to convey so much emotion, depth, composition, and silence, you're really doing something as a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that I wanted to say about Lupita was that, you know, she brought her brother.
Yes.
And that for me was awesome. And the fact that he got up in that picture,
yeah, like,
I was like, that's how you do it. Because at first it was not going to be any people of color in that picture. Hello. Thank God for Lupita's brother and for Lupita, because it was about to be a whitey
picture. But I like how he was right in the front.
And I was not mad. And then it was funny, if you watch the broadcast, Angelina Jolie tried to push him down. I mean, he went down, but he is definitely prominent, more prominent than his Oscar winning sister. But I love it, because they love, she even shouted, she was like, my best friend, my brother. And I'm like, I have to admit, you know, I didn't have a sibling growing up, and I want to have kids, and I want my kids to, like, I want them to look at each other as best friends. Like, that is such an awesome thing.
Yeah.
When you can have somebody in your family that you trust, you know what I mean? And I'm sure there was no doubt that he was going to be walking the red carpet with her, you know what I mean? And their parents probably like, yeah, of course.
And they look like mirrors. They look mirrors of one another. And I love the fact that when she did her acceptance speech, you know, of course she thanked her alma mater. She thanked Yale. Mm-hmm. But she thanked her parents.
Thank you.
For that training.
Yes.
She thanked them for training. Like, I got my home training first.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That got me to this place.
Yes.
And I appreciate it, which is what I didn't appreciate about Steve McQueen. He was kind of a mess. Thanking all those people on that list. I was like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
He was so nervous.
Because I have to say, not to take any shine away from Lupita, because her speech to me was the speech of the night. But Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. That was on point. That for me was probably my favorite, just because of Matthew's journey, and just I don't know. I don't want to say which one's my favorite, because to me both of them are very equally beautiful. Yeah,
but I told Chris, I said, I don't think I've ever seen somebody thank God. I don't think I've ever seen a white actor thank God.
And he was very clear that God is up in his function.
I was like, I'm feeling that, because I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No. He loved the Lord. You could tell he loved the Lord. I mean, it was just the way he said it and the way he broke it down. He was like, what I look up to, look forward to, and I forgot the other thing that he said.
What he's striving to be.
Right, what he's striving to be. Mm-hmm. And so when he was like, I look up to God, I was just like, oh. And then it was funny because, you know, everybody was like, I was like, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. If he was in a Black Baptist church, if he was in anybody's church, they would have went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because a lot of people don't. Whatever, that's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But I appreciated that he did that. And, you know.
Somebody else thanked God, too.
Oh, I didn't.
There were two people that thanked God.
And also in recognition of more Lupita, you know, the girl was so chill. Like, when she danced with Pharrell for I'm Happy, I was just like, come on now. Come on, girl. You are just so fluid. Like, that's the other thing. She's so fluid. She like, and, oh, let's not even get into how freaking perfectly articulate she is in a moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like, she had no script. She was prepared. Like, and my thing is, as an actor, you memorize line after line after line after line. If you have an opportunity to thank the world, be on an international platform to thank those who got you to this point, surely you would want to memorize that.
Right? Yeah, I guess you should, because be
like that's what you do.
I just think sometimes people don't expect it, and they get so flustered when they get up there, because we see so many of them come up there, and even if they feel like they have it down, they standing in front of all those people holding their little statue, and they lose it.
Well, yeah, and I love those moments where people are just so emotional where they lose it. Like, I love when Octavia. Butler. I was going to say Octavia Spencer. Octavia Butler gave her speech.
Wait, is it Octavia Spencer? One is an author. One is an actress.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Culture Connection, where we contiguously, where we perpetually get celebrities' names wrong.
It's Octavia Spencer, huh?
What do we say first?
Butler? The author.
Octavia, we so sorry. We love you. God bless you. It's just hilarious because that's just, you know, listen, we know who you are. And I'd be the first to be like, my name is Malcolm Darrow. I am Malcolm X. But you know, I look at those speeches, and there was just a genuine authenticity to Lupita's speech that just was like, she was very clear, and that's what I appreciate, clarity. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, not that I need to win an award to thank my family, but y'all already know I'm going up there to give glory to God and my family, period. And I have a lot of family. Like, I have friends that are part of my family, but those people will have been with me from the get-go. They have been there through, you know, the people who come with you when you're successful and they're around you when you're peaking, they have not been there from the get-go. And you can get mad all you want, because at the end of the day, you didn't get me here. That's a little too deep. Somebody gonna get that. But you didn't get me here. So not, you know, no disrespect. So for me, when like Steve McQueen is like sort of rattling off all these names, I'm just like, so is this moment about like I have to mention your name so that I can get another gig? Or can I just be genuinely in my moment and thank who I, you know, and maybe he did genuinely want to thank all those people. I don't want to take that away from him. But when it starts to become like a litany, you know, of names and organizations and agents and blah, 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 you're just
it's
like
the political aspect.
It's so
of it.
Political. And I love that as Lupita could get up there and be very clear about who she wanted to thank.
Yeah. And it was, well, I think to the positions that they play, director versus actor, they do have to, I mean, they're in two different lanes.
But yeah, she could have been like, I want to thank my stylist because they have been part of her hype.
Yeah.
She could have been like, I want to thank my agents and my managers who got me this role. And she didn't. She was like, no, I want to thank these are the clear, first of all, my castmates, this incredible crew of this film. And then she went into, I think, her training. And then, oh, you know what I loved in her speech? I mean, you could really just break down her speech. I love that she says, she talked about, just recognizing the joy that she was having for someone's pain.
Yeah, that's how.
And
she
I appreciated her honoring of Patsy and our ancestors in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That this isn't, wow, we are celebrating me in a pretty dress and doing a really cool role. This was real.
This was somebody's life.
Awful lives being led.
This was somebody's life.
This was an atrocity committed against a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the theft of a people from a continent to another continent.
Mm-hmm.
This is some real life stuff that is not about, you know, being dolled up.
Mm-hmm.
And so to acknowledge that, I think it was just it really touched my heart.
Yeah.
To see that acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I often, this is anecdotal, but I would figure or guess that probably mostly people of color do that kind of thing, where there's an acknowledgement of the ancestors or the people who've come before them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get them to that point. Whereas, I mean, I'm curious if in, you know, in white culture, if it's just a given, like it's just a, you know, an expectation.
It could be. I think so many of people of color have had some level of oppression put on their people,
mm-hmm.
and they have had to rise beyond that,
mm-hmm.
that there's like no forgetting or overlooking that I had to be on the backs of these people to get to this point. Like mm-hmm. we were all held down at some point. Mm-hmm. So the acknowledgement is a necessity.
Well, I want to thank you, my sister from another mister. You are
the
not
to Mexico.
Oh, see, my hermana. hermana para otro padre. See, it doesn't even rhyme. I want to thank you for your time. And I also want to just give a shout out. If you know Lupita and if you can get us a hookup so we can talk to Lupita on Culture Connection, we would love to speak with Lupita.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that out there that it's possible. You know,
yes,
I know people.
Degrees.
We know people. And Lupita, we would love to talk with you. Give us 20 minutes of your time and just hear about you. When I do Culture Connect interviews, I like to know about the person before everybody, the fame and the, you know, the celebrity. I want to know who was Lupita growing up, what inspired Lupita, what is it like with her parents, and you know, it's just that stuff is what excites me.
Yeah.
So, because I already know you have the talent. So, shout out to anybody who knows Lupita and can make that connection and hook up. Please holla at me. And you know who you are. You're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, I can make that happen. Make it happen. And thank you so much for joining us this week. And always remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Until next time, my people, peace. Bring me down.